But religious Chinese are only allowed to practice their faith with state approval. This is still a country of control.
On this journey along the Yangtze, we've only really encountered the official religions in China. In the far west of the country, there are Islamic separatist groups, and many Muslims in China say they suffer oppression. And then, of course, rather famously or infamously, the Chinese state cracked down very heavily on the Falun Gong movement, which many of its practitioners see as being a spiritual or religious organization. So if you are a member, or if you're a practitioner of one of the official religions, it seems there is a lot of increased openness and awareness, and people are turning to those religions. But if you fall outside that framework, then it seems you can encounter a lot of problems with the state.
It would take about 4 hours to drive the 200 miles from Nanjing to Shanghai. But on China's super modern bullet trains, I hardly had time for a nap.
We're in Shanghai!
With a population of more than 24 million, Shanghai is, by some measurements, not just the biggest city on the Yangtze, but one of the biggest on Earth.